A hike in military spending could mean a long-time boon for Hawaii and the Pearl Harbor shipyard. But will Hawaii residents like what they get? Civil Beat reporter Kirsten Downey joins us today from Washington, D.C. Good morning to you. Let's talk about what it might be like if Hawaii actually sees a lot more military spending and, in fact, becomes a hub of activity at the shipyard.
Well, it's really interesting. There's been a lot of talk about expanding the U.S. naval fleet, and of course that's very important to us in Hawaii because we are home of the U.S. Pacific Command. This week we saw the first action moving in that direction. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a $578 billion defense bill that included a $7 million boost in procurement of fighter jets and helicopters and also 13 new ships.
We've talked in past about what kind of shape a lot of the fleet is in now. A lot of it dates back to the 1980s, really in need of repair, and also technology has advanced. What more might come to Hawaii? You just mentioned 13 ships, but in terms of time frame and jobs, what are we looking at?
Well, we're talking about like a 30-year time frame. It takes a long time to build a ship. The positives about this, which our congressional delegation is enthusiastic about, are that it's good for the economy. It brings construction spending. It brings increased employment. It also brings the prospect, because of that long time, the 30-year time frame, these are going to be really good jobs for Hawaii's kids over a lifetime. So those are the positives. The negatives, though, are potential environmental impacts, the fact that some people don't want to see an expanded military presence in Hawaii, and the fact that increasing defense spending will inevitably lead to cuts in other areas, other things that we also value as a culture, environmental protection, education, housing programs.
Our congressional delegation, though, seems to truly believe that there is a threat from Russia and China, which are also building their navies pretty quickly.
Well, this is a new state of affairs for the United States. We haven't had any real potential military threat from any place in the world since the Second World War. But one of the studies that the Congress and the Senate are thinking about right now showed that the Chinese now have 63 attack submarines. The U.S. only has 54.
And that's just one of the statistics that you're looking at that shows that there's a disparity between what the U.S. has, what Russia has, what China has. And I guess we'll have to wait and see how this goes. Clearly, understanding the position of the military in Hawaii and what that means going forward, both positive and negative, we'll be talking about that in future. Good to talk to you again, Kirsten.
Well, thank you so much.
Kirsten Downey reports for Civil Beat in Washington, D.C.